Jess in with you this morning, and we're catching up with Singleton Mayor Sue Moore. Good morning, Sue. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks, Jess. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. Now, last night was a big night, an important night on the calendar for Singleton. The Wombo Hall of Fame inductees were announced.
Yeah, look, it was really great that we were able to have a function this year with COVID restrictions and the like. So we did it a little bit differently, of course, with COVID in mind, and it was an afternoon tea more so than an evening function, but it was really, really great. It was the 11th year, of course, and there's been 58 individuals inducted all over that time, many businesses, of course. So it was a really great evening and really thrilled to have Gregory Lancaster for sport and Jared McMillan for community services, Ken Nerley for community services and Charlie Shearer for business and industry and tourism, of course, the Honourable George Souris for public service and Singleton PCYC for community service. So very worthy recipients right across our community for those the Wombo Coal Hall of Fame.
That's fantastic. And, you know, after the year that we've had, Sue, even more special to induct these people.
And they are. And it's, you know, as I keep saying, it's well and truly thank you to those that continue to nominate those people. And I guess that's a poignant reminder that we're also looking for nominations for Citizen of the Year and Young Achiever of the Year at the moment. So put the thinking caps on and think about those opportunities and check out our website or give council a call.
Fantastic stuff. Now, Sue, every year you have a mayoral Christmas tree, and this year it's going to be a little bit different.
Yeah, we do it every year, and it's really great, the opportunities, and it's great seeing the Christmas tree in the foyer and the library and the Visitors Information Centre with gifts placed under them or other non-perishable food for those that can be shared out. This year, of course, we've had to do a bit different and work with COVID restrictions, of course. So we're doing a virtual Christmas tree appeal, and we'll provide $2,000 from the community support package and divide it between four of the groups in our community that help others during that challenging time of year. So they'll be the Samaritans Foundation, the Singleton Army Camp, the Salvation Army Camp in Singleton, and the Singleton Neighbourhood Centre and St Vincent de Paul Society. So those groups are all heavily relied on, particularly at the Christmas time of year, so we'll be able to help them help others.
Yeah. And your appeal every single year is so successful. You always raise an incredible amount of money.
Well, it's because of the community. The community is happy to put forward and support people in the community. We've got an amazing community support, and I thank them for that every year. But this year we're just not in a position where we can handle packages from the community to give to those. If anyone wishes to give themselves, I'd encourage them to give directly to any of those groups.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. And lastly this morning, Sue, International Day of People with a Disability. How is Singleton going to be celebrating?
Look, on the 3rd of December, we'll be celebrating this down at the Gym and Swim. So great day planned with a welcome to country and light lunch and panel discussion about opportunity and limitations with people with disability and demonstrations from the Gym and Swim people that people can get dive into aqua aerobics and check out the gym equipment or take on a fitness class. So there's been lots of exciting stuff there for people to look at for our International Day with People with Disability. Encourage anyone that's in that sphere or knows of anyone that might benefit from that to come along and join the fun.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Sue, thank you so much for joining us this
morning. I should have said with that one that we do need RSVP.
Yes,
so check out our website, and that would be by the 26th of November.
Yeah, no worries. Beautiful. Well, Sue, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries, Jess. Thank you.